Well, today is Election Day, and joining us this morning with his thoughts on what to expect is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
The only thing I can say about that is thank God it's the last day.
It certainly has been a very long campaign, hasn't it?
No question.
So what are your overall thoughts for today?
Well, the big thing is with this early voting and 95 million people voting, it'll be interesting if they're the regular voters or how many of them are new voters.
So
and that one might affect the polling and exit polling that the networks do.
Now, what are your states that you're going to be watching today as we look at this broad electoral college map?
Right off the bat is Florida, because they're counting ballots now. There's two time zones in Florida, and if they could declare a winner by 8 o'clock tonight, Trump has to win Florida. If he can't win Florida, the game is over.
Now, when we talk about the election tonight, when the results were coming in, do you think we'll know who the winner is by tonight? And do you think we'll see possibly what they've talked about, the red mirage?
I think we will know tonight, but I'm a minority on that. And I'm not 100% sure how you define that. But I do think Trump voters, Republican voters, tend to vote of the election.
Now, this red mirage, do you think it's possible we could look early on like Trump is winning, but as some of those early ballots start to get counted, we might see a tilt more towards Biden, which people have been talking about? Do you think that's a phenomenon we'll see?
That's a possibility, and I think Democratic voters tend to vote early, and drive-ins and early voting, I think that's a possibility. But I have Biden with 372 electoral votes. I can't see how I'm wrong by 100 votes.
Now, we're also, of course, the presidential election isn't the only votes being taken today. A big thing that's being talked about is who will get control of the Senate once the election's all said and done.
If it's a blue wave, the Democrats could control all aspects of our government. And I think the Senate races are going to be the most exciting of the night. Sorry for the cough.
That's not a problem. So who do you think is going to end up with control of the Senate when all is said and done? Or do you think it's easy to... What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's too close to call, but I think it will be 51-49 Republicans.
All right. Now, unfortunately, question I do have to ask, do you think we're going to see any unrest following the election?
I hope not in a Democratic Republic. I really would hate to see that. So I'm hoping and praying no. And I hope that's the way it turns out. One thing I'd like to say, Dan, is congratulations to all the town clerks and their staff for what they've done the last couple of weeks and what they'll be doing today. They deserve a lot of credit. And though they do get a stipend, it's peanuts compared to the work they do. So a tip of the cap to the town clerks and their staff.
All right. Well, the polls close in Massachusetts at 8 p.m., and you'll be joining us tonight for election night coverage.
Yeah, we'll be on at 8, and hopefully we'll have an early result and urge people to vote and turn on WATD at 8 p.m.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.